And so, miyika nishtarish, are you becoming any more of a ganef now? Like when you sell it, really you have no right to sell it. The first owner was not miyayish, it never became yours. There's not even a shinu of rishus here. Like it belongs to the first one yet. So where's the shinu to say that you kono? There's no yish here. And Rashi says, holo yahani maisov, your maisov, your actions don't help at all. The shinu rishus, she shinu rishus lo rishus lakeach, belo yish lek leman di yom of the koni. Nobody holds that koni. If the owner wasn't miyayish yet, so it doesn't become yours. Says, so what do you mean, nishtarish bechet, you're making a strong gzeilam, like now you make this animal yours. It doesn't become yours. If the owner wasn't miyayish yet, it still belongs to the owner. Elo lekechat, Rav Tzvi is about to talk about liyachayish, that you are miyayish already. Now the question is, v'yisak l'tadif, you're going to tell me if you think that yish kona, that yish itself helps. If so, amai misham tashlum yabo v'chamisha. How come you have to pay 4 and 5? L'chura shalahu teveyach, shalahu meicher. You're telling me now the pasha contra v'kiva of dalad vey is after the owner was miyayish. So a ganav stole it, and now the owner was miyayish. He gave up hope of getting it back. Now if the ganav goes and takes it and sells it, or makes a mechira, or makes a tzficha, that's where it's chal dalad vey. You know why? Rabbi Kiva says, because now you made a bigger chet, like now you're being konerit. But if you're going to tell me that the ganav was konerit before, if you tell me now yish by itself is konui, so as soon as the owner was miyayish from the animal, the ganav has a right to keep it. It's like the ganav's animal right now. So he goes and shechs it, he's not making a big avera right now, he's shechting his own animal, he's allowed to. He has to already pay back money, that's all. But the animal belongs to him. So what's Rabbi Kiva saying? Nishtashu v'chet. There's no more v'chet right now. It belongs to you. Shalayu tevesh, shalayu meicher. So here's a clear proof that yish is not konoi. So even after the owner's miyayish, no, still it belongs to him. It's not the ganav's. That's why when the ganav does the maisa mechira now, maisa tzficha, that's why it's chal dal v'hei. With the mechira, with the tzficha, now it goes out of the owner's rishus. But it's called a maisa tzficha in the violence animal. So must like this. Amri, I'll tell you, k'diyama rova. No. Nefnei sheshona bechet. Hochenam nefnei sheshona bechet. Maybe that's not pshanam kiva. Doesn't mean to say nishtarish means like you're making a bigger chet because you're conner it. Maybe the only means to say is that lamais you're doing a second chet here. So Rashi says, only earlier we're talking about now lefnei yish. Could be the owner was not miyayish yet. Because once the owner is miyayish, true, then if you make a tzficha, mechir you'll be potter. Because it's your own that you're shechting. Here we're talking about before the owner was miyayish. If so, why are you chayim dalt vei? What does Rav Kiva mean to say? V'yafa pish lo yahanu maisav mechayim. Even though what you do now does not really help, you have no right to sell it. The sale does not take place. Still, you chayim dalt vei. Nivnei sheshono bechet. Because you did a chet 2 times. Like, first of all, you made the gneva. And secondly, this chayfas doesn't belong to you. You're not allowed to shecht it. You're not allowed to sell it. You went ahead and you sold it. That's called like a second Aveira. That's why you chayav dal v'hei. But Avada was talking about only before Yish. Because it could be once the Bailam is Miyayish, then Taka's not in your. Then could be once the Bailam is Miyayish, it's not in his Rishus anymore. Maybe Taka Yish is Konoi. And therefore there won't be a din of dal v'hei anymore. So for this, here there's no proof. All right, we'll stop here. An aleph on top. That's the fourth line down. Toshima. Bring another right. Again, when the middle of Shaila, if Yish is koino by Gezel or not. Toshima. V'tovcho yeimochr. You know the parish of Dalad Vehei. If you steal and then you make a tficha, you shecht it or you sell it. So make a drosha. Ma tficha sheinich hazeris. Just like the tficha, when you shecht the animal, you can't bring it back again. The tficha helps. Is af mechira sheinich hazeris. That means the mechira you have, the ganav has to sell it. A sale that takes place that you can't retract, you can't get it back. Now, Amos, when can this be? When can it be that the ganav makes a good mechira? Ilay melefnei yish, if you want to say before the bailim was miyayish from the gneva, if so, amayenu chazeres, what right does the ganav have to sell it? Lechur, it's not his. The owner has a right to come back and take it back. Elo, shul lechur, the pasuk is talking about, liyacha yish. That means the ganav stole the shore, and then the bailam was miyayish. He gave up hope of taking it back. So we say lechura that yish helps, that the ganav owns it. Therefore, now when the ganav sells it, it's a good sale. You can't get it back. Now, if you want to tell me kiniya,
So it's kashas pakeret. If you want to tell me that yish taka helps, that it belongs to the ganif, if so, amay mishalm dal vehei? So then why taka do you have to pay dal vehei? Shalayhu taveach, shalayhu meicher. The chure, it belongs to him. Like the pakeret, I mean, if you hold yish as kona, so when the bailam is miyayish, now the ganif is kind of the shore. So it's like his shore. So he's allowed to sell his own shore. Like once yish is kind of, then the pshat is the ganif only has to pay back money. But the actual shore he's allowed to keep. So if he sells it, he's not doing an avera. So what do you have to pay dal vehei for? So Mora says, Kediyama Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, I'll tell you, Prat l'shehikna l'shloishim yom. And the chanami avada of pshat here right now is that yish is not koina. Taka yish does not help. And therefore, when the ganif sells it, he's taka doing a digger avera, he's selling the ganif's chefetz. So what do you mean to say a mechira that helps? That not chazeris? It just means that the mechira has to be like for ilam and not for only 30 days. That's not even called the ma'isa mechira. If the ganif would only sell it for 30 days, that's not called the mechira. In other words, really the mechira doesn't help because it's not his chefetz, it belongs to somebody else. Just what he's doing, he has to be doing a ma'isa mechira. A ma'isa mechira means at least a ma'isa is that you're selling it forever. But if you're only selling it for 30 days and then you want to get it back, that's not called a mechira. So that's all the pasuk means to say. What type of a mechira are you chayif for? It has to at least look as if you're selling it li'erlim. So again, we have no proof whether yish is kind or yish is not kind. Ma'isa, we have another kasha. It says, gonav, if a ganav stole something, and then ubo achav a gonvoy, a second person came and stole it from the first ganav. So it says, harisha mishalm tashlumi kefal. The first one, he made the real geneva, he has to go pay back to the owner, Karen, and Kefal, he has to pay back twice. Fi hasheni, the second one, though, the soldier from the first one, ain't a mishalim el Karen bavad. He only has to pay Karen, that's all, but not Kefal. So Rashi says, Visheni ain't a mishalim el Karen, who? Leganef Rishon, he has to pay back to the Ganef Rishon. Tehsiv v'gunav v'beisish. Because the parasha of Kefal is only if you steal it from the owner. Here, the second one is not stealing it from the owner, he's only stealing it from a ganef. So therefore, he has to pay back Karen to the ganef, but not Kefal. Now, gonaf umochar, let's say the first ganef sold it. Ubo achav a gonvoy, and the second one now steals it from the one that bought it. So the locher is, harisha masham tashlumi abo v'chamisha. The first one did a maise gnev and he sold it. So he's going to have to pay dal v'hei to the original owner. V'hasheni, now the second one that sold it from the one that bought it, is also masham tashlumi kefal. He has to pay kefal. Because the second person that bought it, like for sure it's his now. Because the like we'll soon see, it's yish and shinu rishus. Like the first ganef that sold it, now sold it to a second person. So that's called the shinu rishus. So the chur yish with shini rishus helps that the person that bought it now, it's his. So now somebody steals it from him, it's called the vagunav and beis ish, and therefore you have to pay back even kefal. What's going to be though? Gonav, the first one stole it. V'tofach, and he made a maisa mechira, that's all. Ubo achav, gonvoy, now somebody steals it from this first ganif, he steals the meat, is harishon mishalm tashlumi dal vehei. The first ganef, he made a maisa gneiv and a maisa tficha, so he has to pay dal vehei. Very good. The hasheni, the second one though now, that came and stole this piece of meat, is eina misham tashlumi kefal. He does not have to pay back kefal, but rather ela keren bavad. He only has to pay back keren. Which this, lechur, is a very kasha. Why? Lechur, when the first ganef, after he made a tficha, lechur, that's called the shinu maisa. Like he did something to the animal, be a dayim, he shechted it. So now the animal is not Kain Shagonov anymore. So that's a big shinui, that the first ganef now is kind of the meat belongs to him. So if a second person steals the meat from him now, the second one should have to pay kefal back to the first ganef. Because once he made a tficha, he should own the meat now. That's going to be the Moras Kasha soon. But so far it says no, that if a second person steals from this first ganef after he made a tficha, he does not have to pay back kefal, ela kerem bovad. That's what this brisa says. What is the middle case over here? It says, gonaf if the first person stole. Umocher, and he sold it. Uboacha, the gonver, now a second ganaf steals from this person that bought it. So, locher is, arisha, masham tashlumi dal vehei. Very good. The first one made a geneva with a mechira. He has to pay dal vehei. But, fi asheni, the second ganaf, is masham tashlumi kefal. He has to pay kefil. Since he sold it from the person that bought it off the ganif, so mashma, that person owns it now, it's his. So if you steal it from him, it's called the gunaf mi beisoish. You stole it from an owner, and you have to pay that kefil. Now, Amos, what are we talking about over here? What happened? Elaim, if you want to tell me lifne yish, if you want to tell me now that the first owner was not miyayish, even though the ganif sold it to somebody else, but the first person still was not miyayish, he has hopes of getting it back. If so, sheni amayim asham tashlumi kefil. Why does the second ganif now that stole from the person that bought it have to pay kefil? The person that bought it, it doesn't belong to him. It still belongs to the original owner. Uchurashinu rishus, v'lo yish, mi ikul amandi yom adekoni. Does anybody hold the shinu rishus by itself helps without yish? That means it belonged to Reuven, and Shimon stole it. So now Shimon sells it to somebody else, it means nothing. It still belongs to Reuven. If Reuven wasn't miyayish yet, if the owner wasn't miyayish, it still belongs to the owner. So the ganav has no right to sell it, and even if he sells it, it means nothing. So who really owns it? The first person, Reuven. So now somebody steals it from this person that bought it, it's not called the good of the basish, so why does he have to pay that kefil? So it can't be talking about that the owner was not miyayish yet. Ella rather, pshita for sure, we're talking about now liyachayish, that the first owner was already miyayish, that somebody stole it, and now the owner was miyayish, and now the ganav went and sold it to somebody else. Now, the sagadaydich yish kaina, if you want to tell me the way Rabbi says before, that yish is kaina by a ganif, as soon as the owner is miyayish, automatically the ganif is kaina it, he owns it right now, and he only has to pay back money, but the goof of the animal is his, and so, amai misham tashlum dal vehei, now that the ganif went and sold it, why does he have to pay dal vehei? L'chura didehu dezoven, he sold his own animal, like once the bailam was miyayish. So if you hold Yish's konu, that means it belongs to the ganif. So he could do what he wants with it. Why can't he sell it? So why does he have to pay the all the hay? That's one kasha. We're talking about after, before Yish is a kasha, how is the midwife kefil? And we're talking about after Yish, so why is it all the hay? So Chura Takasha and Rabba, the Chura Yitzi, Yish is not konu. The Chura Yitzi here, that even though the owner was miyayish, but there's no kinyan of Yish. Vesu, a second question we have here. Diktoni Reisha, it says in the Reisha, Gonaf u'boracha v'gonvoi, says in the Reisha, somebody stole it. And a second person came and stole it from the first ganif. So Reisha Meshanta Shlumi Kefil, the first ganif, he made a good gineva from the base ish. He has to pay that kefil. But I tell you, v'hasheni, the second one, ain't a Meshalim el Keren. The second one that stole it from the first ganif only has to pay Keren and not kefil. Because it's not called the gun of a basish. Now the question is, michti, let's see. Liach yish kaminan. The Chur we're talking about now, even after the first owner was miyayish. Now, the sagadaitach yish kain, if you want to tell me like Rabbi Svara, that when the owner is miyayish from the geneva, the ganif keeps it, it's the ganif's, just he has to pay back money. So if so, sheni, when the second one comes now and steals from the first ganif, Amai ain't a mishalom ala keren. Why does he only have to pay back keren? Why not kefil? This should be called the gunav and beis ish. Since the first owner was miyayish, so it belongs to the ganav. So now if the second ganav steals from the first ganav, he's stealing from the owner. So we should have to pay back kefil. El alav shmamina. From here it's a clear proof, and that's the locha, that yish lekona. That yish is not kona. If a ganav or gazlan takes it, even though the owner is miyayish, it means nothing. Since it came in your hand, the yisura, as soon as you stole it, right away there's a chi of a heshev as a gzela, so yish doesn't help. You still have to return it; it doesn't become yours. For the Gemara and the kash and rav, there's a kash and rav. So much like this. Oma rav says for tizbrua, is this a good svara? Oma taretz tahi. Are you want to answer me this brisa? The brisa anyway is shver. Is a kash on the brisa anyway? El diktoni sefer. What does the brisa say in the sefer? It says gona fetofa. First the ganav made a geneva and then he shechted it. He made the shechita. Uboacha, the gonva, and then a second person stole it. Stole this meat. So it says, Rishon Mishalim Tashlum Adal Vehei. That's very good. But Visheni Einu Mishalim Ala Keren. The second one that steals the meat from the first ganav only has to pay Keren and not Kefil. Now the question is why? Umi Iko Lamandi Yama Shinu Maisa Lekoni. Is there anybody that holds by a ganav that Shinu Maisa doesn't help? Like the Guru, even without Yish. When you make a shinu ma'isa, you stole the live animal. And if the ganef made a shechita, nuchur, it's not called kein shegonef. We dashim before the heshev as a gzela, asher gozal. You only have to return it when it's the same state as you stole it. But if you changed it over, you made something new out of it, so there's no more chiv hashover on the chepitz, you're allowed to keep it, you only have to return the money. So here, where the first ganef made a shchita, he killed it, the chur is called the shinu maicha. So he's kind of belongs to him. So why if somebody steals it now, doesn't he have to pay kefil? He should have to pay kefil. Elo liyam, the Gemara says like this, liyelam kulu lefna yish. I tell you, the whole price now is talking about before yish. There's no kasha. Maybe yish is kona. And the whole price is talking about before the owner was miyayish. And the epoch, seifel mitziyosim, mitziyos leseifem. You have to change around the price, the middle to the end and the end to the middle. And rather sell it v'emoch, it's like this better. Go now for mochar, somebody stole something. And then he sold it. Uboacha v'gonvoy, and now you steal it from this person that bought it. So harisha mesham tashlum yabav v'chamisha. Very good. Because it still belongs to the original owner. There's no yish here. And therefore, you made a geneva with a mechiri at bed alvehei. V'hasheni ein mishalim elakeren. This is very good. The shinu rishus v'lo yish lakana. Since the first owner was not miyayish yet, still belongs to him. The fact that Ganav sold it means nothing. Still belongs to the first owner. So therefore, if you steal it now from this person that bought it, it's not called v'gunav and beis ish. It's called you steal it from somebody else, so you don't have to pay back kefil. So that's what the Braitha means. Now, what does the Seif really mean? Gona for Tofach. What's going to be if the owner really made a good Geneva? I mean, the Ganef made a Geneva, and then he shechted it. He made a Shechita. And now, Uboacha, the Gonvoy, and now somebody steals it from this, he steals the meat from the Ganef. It's a Rishon, Mashanta, Shlumi, Abba, the Chamisha. Because there was no Yish yet, therefore still the owners, so you made a Geneva with a Tficha, you have to pay Dalvehei. And here we are sheni misham tashlumi kefil. Here the second person that steals the meat from the ganef has to pay kefil. You know why? Not because of yish, but because the kniya b'shinu maisa. Because since the ganef took this animal and made a shchita, he killed it, so it's not called kein shegozal. So therefore there's no more mitzvah hashovah, he's allowed to keep it. He only has to return the money. Therefore if you steal this meat now, you have to pay kefil. Therefore the mission is no kasha to Rav that holds yish is kona. Could be yish, would be kona. But here we're talking about before the owner was miyayish. Rav Papa says, but Allah, we hold yish is not kona though. Only if you have a shinu rishus, or a shinu maisa, or a shinu hashem. Rav Papa says, l'yaylum l'tepach, no, you don't have to change it around. The pshat is like this. Seifa, yes, the kasha, we're talking about lacha yish, and he made a tzficha, so her it's a shinu maisa, like something's wrong here. Shinu maisa for sure was kona. So Mar says, no, maybe this brisa goes according to Beis Shammai. The Amri Shino, B'mekayim Ma'amet, like we had before. Beis Shammai owes by the Esnan, even though you give her for a present the wheat, and she makes it into flour, still it's possible a korban. Because Beis Shammai says that Shino is not Kaina. So this brisa maybe goes according to Beis Shammai. Therefore, even though the Ganef made a Tficha, made a Shchiter on it, he made a Shino Maisa, but Beis Shammai holds you not Kaina. The Yochefet Gemara, if that's Pshat here, then Kasha Reisha Mitziyosa, L'Rav. Anyway, it's a Kasha then. It'll be a Kasha, the Reisha Mitziyosa to Rav. If you want to tell me,
in other words, if you say we're talking about that the Bailam was Miyayish, so if the Bailam was Miyayish, then Rav holds the Ganef as Koine, the Kenyan Yish, so both the Reisha and Mitziyos doesn't come out. They shouldn't be careful. They should be careful by the second one. So Gemara answers, Omro, Zvidatay, the Pshat is like this. The Olam really kulu lefna yish. No, the whole price is talking about that the Bailam was not miyayish yet. We're talking about koydim yish, so therefore there's no kash and rav. But v'och b'mayaski, no, we're talking about over here. She nisiyayishu ha Bailam b'lo keyach, v'lo nisiyayishu b'ganef. That the Bailam was not miyayish, kol zaman the chayfus was by the ganef. Only after the ganef sold it to the second person, by the second person there the Bailam was miyayish. So therefore, our gear is the heavenly yish for shinu rishus. The going says you shouldn't have to be gerus this, because it comes out that the ik is just yish. That first you sold it, the mechira didn't help then, but later the buying was miyayish, and therefore v'loy tema don't say mishum debin in yish for shinu rishus. That's not the pshar. We don't need yish for shinu rishus. El afilu biyish luchudinami koni kabi ganif. Really, like Rav holds, if the buying would have been miyayish, yish alone helps. that the Ganav would be koiner it. So it could have said that case also. But here we're talking about that the Bailam was not Miyayish when it was by the Ganav, but only later after he sold it to this new person. You know why? Because Elod Le Mishkachas to Mishalmi Tavayu, Ganav Rishon, but Ganav Sheni Elod Hochi. This is the only case you'll have that the first Ganav is Chayev Dalt Vehei, because when he sold it or he shechted it, the Bailam was not Miyayish yet. Therefore, he shechted or sold the Bailams. But then the Bailam was Miyayish, so by the second Lekeach, it belongs to him already. So now, if a Ganav steals from him, he has to pay back Kefal. But the Emerson, it wouldn't be a Kashan Rav, it could be Yish's Kaina by itself. Even though Lemaisa, Lalacha, we don't hold like Rav. Lemaisa, we hold, like we said, by a Ganav, a Yish by itself is not Kaina. Now the Gemara says like this, Itma, we learn it like this. Ha-moicha lefne Yish. If the Ganav sells what he stole before the Bailam was Miyayish, so he made a Geneva, and now he's making a Mechira. The question is the Ganav not Chayev Dalad Vehei or not? So Rav Nachman no Machayev. Nachman says, yes, he's Chayev. Even though the Bailam was not Miyayish, so therefore the Mechira really does not help, still the Loch is Yechayev Dalad Vehei, as long as the Ganav made a Maisa Mechira. Rav Shesha Sama no Potter, Rav Shesha says, you Potter. Like we'll soon see what the Svaras are. So the Gemara explains like this. Rav Nachman no Machayev. Rav Nachman says, yes, the Ganav is Chayev Dalad Vehei, even though the Bailam was not Miyayish yet, because Umochroi Omer Rachmono, if the Ganav, after he steals it, he sells it, for that he's Chayev Dalad Vehei, for Hozovin, and he sold it, therefore he's Chayev. And therefore, loishinolif neyish, loishinoliachayish. It doesn't make a difference before the Bailam was Miyayish, or after the Bailam was Miyayish. The Maisa, the Ganav made a Maisa Mechira, for that he's Chayev Dalad Vehei. Rav Shesha Sama no Pot, Rav Shesha says in such a case, where the Ganav sold it before Yish, the Ganav is Pot from Dalad Vehei. Why? Because Chiyuv Eliyacha Yish, who Dahani? Who? The Yahani Maisav. When does the Torah say Yechayev? Only if you sold it after the Bailam was Miyayish. Because then it remained Yish and Shinu Rishus, so the Mechira really helps. But if you sell it before the Bailam was Miyayish, to Lo Yehani Maisav, your actions do not help. It's not a good Mechira Midi Raisa. Therefore, Lo Yehmechayev, you will not be Chayev to pay the Dalad Vehei. And he holds, Sheshes holds, because Dum Yedit Ficha Binan, the Yehani Maisav. It has to be like Ticha. Torah says, B'tofach Umochor, just like by a Ticha, when you shecht it, Yehani Maisav, the Maisav really help. The same thing, the Mechira also has to be a good Mechira, so that's only after Yish and not Kaidim Yish. Yet, the Layahani Maisav, the Ganav has the right to sell it now, and the sale means nothing, the owner gets it back. Lay Mechayiv, then the Torah didn't give the Chiv Dal Vehei. And how does he know this? Because it says a story, it says, Tovach Omochar, Dum Yedit Ficha. The sale has to be like the Shechita, Binan, the Yehani Maisav. Just like with the Ganav makes the Maisav Shechita, that's a good Shechita, the Shechita helps. So Hu Adin, Omochar, means a good sale. So he's only Chayiv Dal Vehei after Yish. But before Yish, he's not Chayiv. That's what Rosh Hashanah holds. Omer Rosh Hashanah, Minoa Minila, how do I know? What's my Raya, proof for this? The Tanya we learned. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Mifnei Ma Omer Torah, Tofach Umochah Mashalm Dal Vehei. How come the Torah says, Loshen of Tofach Umochah, why do you pay Dal Vehei? So he answers Rabbi Akiva, Mifnei Shenishtarish Bechet. Because he did a big chet. He like, not only did he steal it, but he even gave it away. So Amos, what are we talking about? Elaim Mifnei Yish. Miyikin Nishtarish, did he do anything more? As the Khur, when he sells it, it's not a good sale. Before Yish, it goes back to the original owner. So what more did he do? He didn't do anything more. Elulavar, we're talking about now Liyacha Yish. We're talking about only Liyacha Yish. So then, your Mechira does. So that's called Nishtarish Pechet. When you stole it, it's in your Rishus. But it still belongs to the owner, you have to give it back to the owner. Now when you sell it, you take it out of the owner's Rishus completely. Now that there's a Yish and a Shinu Rishus, somebody new owns it. That's called you made a big chet because you took it out of the owner's Rishus completely. When you first stole the shore, good, it's in your possession now, but you have a chiyuv to return it. It still belongs to the owner. When you sell it now, liyacha yish, the new person really owns it. So you did a big chet, you took it more away from the owner. So that's what the Kiva says, that's the svara, where you chayiv dal vehei. Because by selling it, you're doing something more, you see you only chayiv liyacha yish. But before yish, you're not doing anything more in the chet.
Because if the owner wasn't miyayish yet, even though you sold it, it means nothing. The sale doesn't take place. The owner still gets it back. So you didn't make more of a chet. So Rav Kiva says that's the reason why you chayim it's mashma only liyachayish. Gemara says no. On our Rova, I tell you another pshat. Bifnei sheshana bechet. I'm starting to even say in Rav Kiva even. Doesn't only mean to say because nishtarish bechet means you did more, but just means the mice you did a second chet with it. It could be even if you're not doing more. Like as before yish. And you're selling it now, really doesn't mean anything. The owner can still get it back. But I call upon him, you're doing another chet. Not only did you sell it, but you're even selling it. Not only did you steal it, but you're even selling it to somebody else who gives you permission to sell somebody else's chayfetz. So it's tam, sheshana v'chet. It's like you're doing the second aveira. That's why you chayv dal v'heid. Not because your maisa helps. You make it more out of the owner's rishus. Just that you're doing another chet, that's why you chayv dal v'heid. So it could be the mechira doesn't really help. Havada, the owner can still get it back. He wasn't miyayish yet. But still, your chayav dal vhei, because you did like a second chet. Torah Shema, come in here. Vidashin, the pasuk says, V'tov choyim ochroi. He shechted and he sold it. So Vidashin, ma tfi chashen chazeres. Just like a shechita, it's done. You can't retract. The shechita took place. You can't take it back. Af mechir v'shen chazeres. That was the price he had before. That a mechir also means you can't retract anymore. Same as what are we talking about? Eli Maluf Neyish, if the Ghana sells it before the owner was Miyayish, Amayen Chazeres. Why can't they retract? A Shina Rashus means nothing without Yish. It's still the owner's. Ella is, aren't we talking about Liacha Yish? The Chur of the Post is talking about only when the owner was Miyayish already. O Shema Mina, we hear from here that Chiyuv Liacha Yishu. When does the Torah say Yechayev Dalt Vehei? Only if the Ghana sold it after Yish, that the Mechiba really helps. It's called the Mechiba Shena Chazeres. So again, it's a raya to Rav Sheshes. So Mar says, no, we said before, Tigma Rav Nachman, Prat Leshehikna Lo Leshloshim Yoin. That the Pasuk only means that you have to make at least a Maisa Mechira Leilam, and not if you only sold it for 30 days. But if you sell it Leilam, even though it doesn't help, even though we're talking about Lefnei Yish, maybe though since you did a Maisa Mechira, for that you Chayev Dalvehe. So it would be a Kasha to Rav Nachman. Mar says, V'yafri Ablez Asava Chiyuv Liyach Yishu. Rav Lez also holds the only chayav dal vei if you sold it after the owner was miyayish. The Yomer Rav Lez